Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Lorenzo Gray. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Fisk for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards first. Pachyoruk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle strikes out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson bunts towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allinson for the out. Nichols moves to second. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive towards short. Dibzinski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuntz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Stapleton moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nichols hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Stapleton scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson is hit by the pitch. Nichols moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.